Hey, Dad, what do you do when you're out with friends, the waiter comes up and tries to take everybody's order, but the whole table freezes up and everyone's looking at each other trying to find some help?
That's a great question. So what should I do?
You should have some confidence, Dad, or as our friends at Jägermeister call it, shotfidence. If everyone's having trouble ordering, here's what you do. You take charge, you grab the bull by the horns, you find that dog in you, and you make an executive decision and just order for the table a round of ice-cold Jägermeister shots. Damn, that's cold. Because apparently, we've all been drinking Jägermeister wrong.
Did not know that. How should we be drinking it?
Glad you asked, Dad. We should be drinking it ice cold at 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, that brings up other things that I love ice cold as well. And I'll tell you right out of the gate, that's going to be a candy bar pulled out of the freezer. That's my way of eating candy.
Oh, I love it. On the golf course out there, you get to the turn in the middle of the round there, and you get to that little clubhouse there, and they've always got the candy bar options, and I always see they've usually got a little box of them in the freezer, and it always makes it better on a hot day out on the golf course, taking a bite of that cold, cold chocolate and getting ready to go for the rest of my round. It's the same way with Jägermeister. So wherever you are, if you're hanging out with friends at the bar, call the shots. Cheers with ice-cold shots of Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold.
And remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Remember, drink responsibly. Jägermeister liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
In my sports career, we always got preached the importance of the little things, whether it's having your hand behind the line on a sprint, finishing out every drill, or making sure you have the right 6-inch step to start a drive block on the offensive line. It all mattered. How you do the little things is how you're going to do everything, because small actions have big benefits. This is just like how taking care of your gut health can support your whole body health. With our friends at Seed and Seed's DSO1, their daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I'm getting my first shipment on the way here, and I am pumped to try it out. The thing that stands out to me, in addition to all the great health benefits, is the convenience. You don't have to refrigerate DSO1, and so the free travel vial that I'm going to get with the welcome kit, I can take on the go with me. I can have DSO1 with me wherever I need it during my busy schedule. Your guy's gut is the central hub for all these various pathways throughout your body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And everything with DO1 is backed by science. Lots of science. It was developed in collaboration with Seed's scientific board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. And with the new clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research, development, and innovation programs make DSO1 a product you know you can trust. And the best part with prebiotics and probiotics, they work best when they are consistently used like any other routine health habits. So Seed's subscription service is easily going to build DSO1 into your routine with no refrigeration needed. So trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/gojo and use code 25GOJO to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/gojo, code 25GOJO. Lots of things are better together. Hockey, food, golf, synchronized swimming, tailgates before a college football game, late night karaoke, especially late night karaoke. There is nothing better than a duet of summer love, and I can assure you that. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Gojo with Mike Golick Jr. That is me. With me, as always, steaming Brandon Newman, super producer extraordinaire. Brandon, what's going on?
Feeling good, Mike. We got some content coming y'all's way. We Mike and I participated in a little combine competition before we got up here, so
that
I'm
is
excited.
True. We are rolling into this podcast totally sweaty.
Yes, very wet.
We do have a great show. Make sure you download, subscribe, rate, review, 5-star rating. Check out the DraftKings YouTube channel where you will be able to see us going through. We're live out here at Radio Row.
Yes.
Our last day, our last pod out here.
Sad.
Super Bowl 57. It's been a hell of a week.
It's been a hell of a week. Our first week here, I think it was a good day of shows. We definitely want to end on a high note, which is what we're doing right now.
We're doing it right now. You can hear it in our voices. You can see it on our person, covered in sweat. We went up to the NFL Fan Experience, and you and I went head-to-head. We did the 40. We did a kicking contest. We did a little scramble drill.
Yes.
All in shoes that do not support that.
Yes.
The most messed up part is when we got up there, the guy who was going to tell us and give us the whistle to go for the 40-yard dash.
Okay, well, let's set this up. We did a kicking competition.
Right.
Then we did the
scramble drill
quarterback. And then the 40 was going to be the tiebreaker.
It was going to be the tiebreaker.
Yes.
And so this guy comes up to us right before the 40 and goes, I just want to let you guys know, last year we had Ben Roethlisberger's kids camp here, and it was a kids and dads camp for Father's Day. And at the very end, we had the fathers all run a 40-yard dash. And a man fractured his femur. So no heroes out here, all right, boys?
Put the fear of God in us.
I'm sitting there like, all right, so you're telling me we're diving into the pool where there was a shark attack last year, but I'm supposed to swim like everything's fine.
What the hell happened to the last security guards?
Oh, my God. Top flight security of the world, Craig. So we won't spoil it, but
that was
definitely a factor in the outcome. So
yes.
We got that coming up today. We have a great show here. Few guests rolling through here today. We are going to do a little combo show. We were going to do a home and home. Instead, we decided to just collaborate. Brother from another, Michael Holly, Michael Smith, two guys you know very well, working
yes.
on that show this past year that we've both had on the podcast before. We're going to go and do a lot of the NBA talk with them. The middle of the night on Wednesday night, of Super Bowl week. The Suns reportedly trading for Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook getting moved from the Lakers. We have so much to get into with those
Man.
Guys. Very excited to get there with that. We have got Carmen Vitale, our good friend and NFC North reporter for the NFC North reporter for Fox Sports.
Does yes.
a great job writing and covering the NFC North. Also worked for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beforehand about the Super Bowl. And then Willie Colon, former Steeler and Jet offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion, host of The Morning Men on Sirius XM. He's going to stop by and relive the glory days here, man. I think it's always cool. You know, I do this a little bit as a loser when we are around the national championship time.
Yes.
You just kind of relive the week a little bit because it's a special time. Super Bowl week is that on steroids. And so for a guy like Willie, who went to one and lost, went to one and won, and has been over that mountaintop, the process of this week is always fascinating to me from a player standpoint because that's the stuff we don't get to see from the outside world.
Stories on stories is why you listen to podcasts and this type of perspective that can only come from somebody who did it. So I'm so glad that Willie joined us as well.
Exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to roll out all of these fine guests for you guys in just a minute. All right, everybody, we are back. Gojo live from Super Bowl 57, Radio Row, Mike Golick Jr., Brandon Newman, and welcoming our dear friend, Carmen Vitale, NFC North writer for Fox Sports. Carmen, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for having me. This is fun. I haven't been with both of you at the same time.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, like, ever.
No, we haven't really been with each other at the same time since All-Star Weekend for Major League Baseball, so this
true.
Is wonderful.
That's true. Oh, yes. I did meet you guys together. That's right. You introduced me to Brandon at the house at draft.
During the draft in Vegas.
Yes.
At the Draft Network.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Man.
I know.
Coming
the fever dream that was for me.
Coming very full circle. Yeah, I have to say, the first season covering the NFC North this
yeah.
year at Fox, how'd it go overall? I mean, pretty exciting stuff in general outside mm-hmm. of the ending for Minnesota.
Well, honestly, I think it was a lot more competitive and a lot more fun than a lot of people were going to give it credit for, at least, you know, to start the season. Because that Week 18 game, I was there at Lambeau Field for the Lions-Packers. Lions knew they were out and just go out and punch the Packers in the mouth.
Oh.
And I'm like, this makes me like the Lions. I had already kind of fallen in love with them. But now I was like, no, I'm all in. Like, these guys are going to be terrorists in this.
It's
in this
hard.
Division.
It really is hard not to love that, like, rogue little battalion they built up there.
Right.
But you guys do have the variety as the spice of life, most notably and newly the Minnesota Vikings, who were
the head of that division, yeah. but crumbled at the end. Brian Flores, pretty incredible hire, defensive yes. coordinator.
So excited about
Very
that.
Very excited.
Like, you have Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith on either side of your defensive line, and you're not getting to the quarterback. Like, there's no excuse for that. Brian Flores is not going to take that. And he's, I mean, his system is just so aggressive.
Yeah.
And I am so excited to see what he can do with the pieces that they have. They do need to be do a little retooling kind of in that defensive backfield, especially. We'll see if Patrick Peterson remains a Viking because he could be a cap casualty, unfortunately, as much as I love him. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what they can do. I think they're closer than a lot of people realize. That team culture there is awesome, and it's palpable.
Well, and I think for – we always see coaches with their specialty on the opposite side of the ball, what you do and the hire you make at coordinator, that side of the ball, you're really putting a lot of faith in them on. Brian Flores, a guy who was a head coach not too long ago, to also have him in the building, it just seems like there's a lot of levels to that for Kevin O'Connell that make it a really smart hire at this really critical juncture. You showed incredibly well in year one. You guys were able to win in all of the margins. Now you build this more complete team on both sides of the ball, and who knows? I mean, how much longer Aaron... Do you have any read of Aaron Rodgers coming out of his vision quest?
Where he might wind up? He's still in it, I think.
Four days of darkness?
Yeah, 4 days of darkness completely alone. I mean, where do I sign up? But anyway, I do think that he's, I mean, he said he's going to have some clarity after that. And I would hope so. I mean, if you're left alone with your thoughts for that long.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You have clarity, but we have muck because we're deep in it. So where do you think he comes out and chooses? Like, where is the ayahuasca gods going to point his arrow?
I mean, aren't they super, they're super unpredictable, right? I mean, you know, I have no idea. I don't think anybody does, but I do think that this conversation is more valid than it has been in years past of him actually leaving the nest, leaving Green Bay. I do feel like, you know, from watching his press conferences and being there and asking him some questions, he kept talking about how young this team is, and it is, and they have a lot of growing to do still, and other than his guys, of course, that he brought in.
Right.
But I think he almost feels like maybe this team is passing him by a little bit, and just kind of, you know, he did end up connecting with the new guys, the new receivers, all that kind of stuff, kind of later in the year. But, I mean, this is a team that's kind of on an upward, longer-term trajectory, and if he wants to win soon, or if he wants to maybe be a little bit more validated, I think that that would kind of cause him to seek elsewhere.
That's the weird part of the fascination with the Las Vegas Raiders that some people have brought up for me is that does not feel like a team that's close to the places Aaron Rodgers wants to be, where he said there's no reason to keep playing the game if you don't have a chance for the ultimate prize.
Right.
And between where that roster is overall and what division they're in for the Las Vegas Raiders, it seems like for Aaron, it's either going to be the Jets or that option of retirement that sits out there in the ether.
Yeah, I think we're all taking it for granted, too, that he's not going to retire.
Right.
He was 50-50 going into last year.
Right.
He was a guy who said he talked seriously about it, and the number one thing you've heard from any pro is the minute you start thinking about your retirement, you're retired.
I was going to say, but everybody says that.
I think he started having some fun near the end of the year. Right, we all got a chance to see that. So, staying in the NFC North, looking at those quarterbacks, assuming that Aaron Rodgers stays, can we do a little quick quarterback ranking?
NFC North quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers stays, that's your clear number one.
Clear number one, yeah. Purely quarterback play.
Okay.
That's going to be. Right.
I was
going to
say Justin Fields, but okay.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins.
Wait, talk to me more about being a Justin Fields advocate. Like, come on, give it to me.
Obviously, the Browns, as bad as they were intentionally last year, and what Justin Fields was still able to do, I feel like he was the best quarterback in that draft, and he's going to continue to show it.
Well, I know. I think if he came out this year, like, all this speculation about the Bears trading him away and taking Bryce Young, I'm like, it's always, like, stick with the devil you know.
Yeah.
You know exactly what he can do. You know exactly what he can't do. You're starting to build the system around him anyway. Why would you trade him in for an unknown?
It feels like another one of those situations where a lot of people look at the front office and say, well, if he's not their guy, do they want to start over with a clean slate with the guy they brought? When objectively, to the point Brandon brought up, if you were to scout him relative to this class, he'd be one of the top quarterbacks based on what we saw from him.
Right.
He was in a situation where we know he was not put in a position to succeed in year one. So I would have Aaron Rodgers at number one. Right now, I'd have Kirk Cousins pretty firmly at number two also.
There's some Kirk Cousins erasure going on right now. because I'm a big fan of Kirk, and I think he talked about it this season so many times where he feels supported finally. And while the Vikings still ended up pulling a Vikings and, like, you know, losing in spectacular fashion to the Giants the first round of the playoffs, the issues that they're having are different issues than they had before. Kirk didn't lose them games. Kirk showed up in big time games, actually. Oh, yeah. And he had his, I think, second best season of his career. And he talks about how it's really that locker room culture and how supported he feels now and how comfortable he is with Kevin O'Connell. I just talked to Jay Glazer over at Fox Sports, my company, my coworker.
Yeah.
He was brought in the offseason by Kevin O'Connell, and he did a whole mental health talk with the team and kind of galvanized them all together. He said Kevin O'Connell cried in front of the team and just kind of got the buy-in of everyone. And that manifests itself pretty, like, obviously in Kirk.
Yeah, I think you definitely saw that. And Kirk Cousins is always going to be a polarizing figure because he's the one that played the game at the bank the best.
Yeah.
He's a guy that bet on himself and pushed the system in a way that has him contractually and salary-wise at a place with quarterbacks that he's certainly not the peer of, but inside this division, he can be really good for a team.
Yeah.
He can be kind of in the way that we talk about Dak Prescott. On his best day, you can have Kirk Cousins flirting with that top 10 range.
Yeah.
You do worry about some of the postseason stuff, some of the big game stuff in general, but you're right that he silenced a lot of those doubters. Jared Goff, another guy that, to me, like, in the right situation,
right,
Jared Goff can be a very good quarterback like we saw this year. But with him versus Justin Fields in that 3-4 slot, I think it's what flavor of ice cream you like.
Mm-hmm.
The
sure.
Justin Fields upside of, all right, you've got this incredible athlete that can get you out of a bind, and a guy that we think can continue to develop into a passer at this level might be worth more to you upside-wise than Jared Goff, who can come in there and steer the ship.
Yeah, I'm really kind of a fan of them keeping Jared Goff for this next year while also still drafting a quarterback.
Okay.
Because I think we see this time and time again, and I don't know. I mean, I know that the league is such an instantly gratifying, you want a return on your investment immediately type league.
Yeah.
But if you can afford to let your quarterback sit behind somebody else for a year, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a poster child for this. And how much better off they are in the long run when they do eventually come in. So I would love for them to keep Jared Goff because he does know how to run that offense and get the most out of it. And then maybe, you know, draft a guy. I know there's a lot of talk about Will Levis being a Dan Campbell kind of guy.
Oh.
And I think Will Levis especially would be fantastic if he was able to kind of sit behind Goff for a little while and then come in when he's ready and developed.
I think Brock Purdy has done something, and Jalen Hurts for that matter, of the value of all the quarterbacks not taken in the first round. Like, if you can get one of those guys and build around them, then your roster's set to spend money elsewhere.
Exactly.
It's tough to think about like that too, because those guys, even going all the way back to Russell Wilson, who's obviously been in the headlines a bunch lately, you strike gold on a guy outside of the first round, and it created that window where the Seahawks drafted so well late, you're able to build that into teams that go to two and win one in the Super Bowl. Carmen, looking at this Super Bowl, we've had a lot of time to all sit around and digest the takes, all the normal storylines of the Kelce Bowl and this Eagles offensive line here. What actually has you the most interested about this matchup in the Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, I think that it's very fitting that I'm between two linemen because I think this all comes down to the trenches. It has to.
Yes.
I was at Eagles availability yesterday. I actually did a feature on Ndamukong Suh because this is his third team in a row that he's chosen to go to that has gone to a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Wanted to know, I'm like, what, like, how do you evaluate teams?
Yeah.
But then in that process, I'm learning a lot about Philly's D-line, and I talked to Linval Joseph, I talked to Brandon Graham, I talked to guys all along that line, and then I talked to their coach, and just the way that they have such a deep rotation, that was something that was not only prioritized by Nick Sirianni and his staff, but by Howie Roseman, and it was on both sides of the trenches. I mean, you look at the offensive line, that's like three potential Hall of Famers on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Eagles are so stacked, and I just love seeing when teams prioritize and then see success. Like, you prioritize the lines, and look at you. You're in the Super Bowl. Who would have thought?
I mean, probably everyone who actually knows it. That was the one thing that I feel like we kind of took away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
That you know well as someone who worked for that organization for a long time. That was a game where we all bet so overwhelmingly on the quarterback and then remembered that line play exists in these other places.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
Yep.
Although now I will say for Kansas City, their offensive line probably the under-talked about part of this. This ain't that line. This is a very, very good
very
group, especially among pass protectors.
Yes, absolutely that. And I mean, I like Creed Humphrey at center.
Oh.
Big country.
He is country as hell. Yeah. You look at that guy and it's like Oklahoma.
Oh, I got to talk to him about Kansas City barbecue at opening night. I defer all of my food takes to either offensive or defensive linemen, hey, just because y'all right know place. How to eat.
Yeah.
You always do. So he had a whole list of all of his favorite places in Kansas City, and I can't name them all because I don't know them that well. But then he was like going through all the dishes. He's like, "Well, I like the burnt ends here, and I like the brisket Ooh. Here," and like what I'm like, "You have spent some time on this, my friend."
Yeah, no, I was gonna say that's a body by brisket, which has worked out very well. So listen, everybody, listen, if you want to be the change you see on the line, oh, you can build man. That thing through brisket. Layer it up there; it stacks really well.
Oh man!
But you're right. This line is not the same as the one that the Bucks faced. I mean, they both starting tackles were out for that game, so you're gonna have to figure out still how to get pressure with four, and if anybody can do it, the Eagles can, because you're going to need a bunch of those backfield guys to count for the fact that Patrick Mahomes can extend plays 5, 6, 7 seconds and well, you have to cover.
Well, this is our Friday episode, so do you have a pick for this game? The big game?
I hate having to get due prediction.
I know.
Okay.
We hated
it's
having
such
to
a
ask you.
Yeah. Effort.
I know.
It's such a futile effort. I am actually going to take the Eagles, though. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Okay.
And it's not because, I mean, and part of that is maybe, you know, we're all tired of Kansas City just being good. Like, we know they're good.
So are you in that camp? Because I think we're getting to the Golden State Warriors point with them.
Yes, absolutely.
And I wonder how many people are going to start to make that turn mm-hmm. where it's, all right, you know what? The Patrick Mahomes stuff was kind of cute for a while. Like, the Steph Curry chewing on the mouthpiece stuff was cute for a while. Then he throws it one too many times, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, this ain't so sweet. Klay Thompson's not that good at celebrating when things go well. On and on down the list. Have you kind of gotten there then with this Chiefs
yeah,
team?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And I don't think it's right, though, that I've gotten there.
No,
because,
sure.
And
I
especially,
agree.
Especially this year, though. Like, you get rid of Tyreek Hill, and you can still account for that. I mean, that is a testament to Andy Reid's coaching. That's a testament to Patrick Mahomes being able to command this offense as well. And figure out and elevate the guys around him. I mean, that was a huge storyline in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers not being able to elevate the guys around him, and now you see Patrick Mahomes doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say that I'm, like, tired of the Chiefs being good it's cool to see, but I also – my family's also from Philly, so I think, okay. like, if I'm going on okay. the record
– pick. Go. I got you. I got you.
I can't – I would be getting, like, really stern texts from my godfather, like, excuse me.
A godfather from Philadelphia is also not just in general
terrifying.
The combination of words I want to upset.
Yeah, yeah. Nope, not at all.
An Italian godfather yeah. from
oh, yeah,
Philadelphia.
No.
I've watched enough Abbott Elementary.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah, I've watched enough Abbott Elementary and Meek Mill's documentaries to know I don't want those problems.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, but I feel like the team looks so different every time. I know Patrick Mahomes is the face, but everything around the team for the Chiefs, it makes me fall in love with them all over again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think for me, it's just the Andy Reid shirts as much as anything else.
Just the Andy Reid shirts
like,
and
the look in his eyes when Charles McDonald from Yahoo asked him about a macaroni and cheese recipe.
Yeah.
He has become America's football dad, and that's a really hard person to pick against, even though I technically am in this game.
Oh, you're picking
yeah,
Eagles too?
Terrified of what him and Mahomes can conjure up on the other side. But
yeah.
It's going to be wild. Carmen, I hope you've had a good week out here. We're
yeah.
getting towards the finish line. Are you excited for this to be done? Are you ready for your own trip to the four-day darkness after this?
No, honestly, this is so much fun. And it's just, I mean, like, even just coming here and I getting to be with both of you doing this show and then walking around. I mean, I ran into, like, three of my Bucks guys. Just, like, you just get to run into people so much. And I love those kinds of situations. And there's not enough of them, especially,
yeah.
you know, in the offseason and stuff like that. So I appreciate that time. But, yeah, I mean, you can hear my voice is probably already going.
Oh,
I'm not going to speak for the next week.
Oh.
I'm just going to just sit there in silence.
Maybe not a darkness retreat, but all of sports media will be going on a silent retreat
yes. a lot of
after
writing.
Super Bowl week is over. Yes, time to hit the pen and the pad. Carmen, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you, bud.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you.
Like a lot of people out there, I'm a big Swiftie. And so as you can imagine, when the Taylor Swift Eras Tour was announced last summer, it was like the Super Bowl for me. I had everything ready to go to give myself the best chance of getting great tickets. My whole family was in on the action. We spent hours in front of our monitors waiting for the link for the presale before the presale so that when we got our chance in line, we clicked the right button at the right time to make sure we had our chance at great seats for this once-in-a-lifetime concert opportunity. Because when you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else is going to get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/gojo. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/gojo. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/gojo. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'm getting a little bit older. I just love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. You know, get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Everything else in between, I just am glad that he got out of there.
That's what they said about brother Brandon Newman when he left a brother from another. Glad he got out of there. Glad he got up out of there.
Open.
Got away from Mike Smith.
Oh my goodness.
Not a stranger to this here family. Brandon Newman, Willie Beeman jersey, that they came dressed for the occasion.
Oh,
good to see you.
And you see
alongside
like
Mike
Beeman.
Golick Jr. together. They do the Gojo Pod with Mike Golick Jr., courtesy of DraftKings. Great podcast. I've been a guest on it before. Good to see you both. How y'all doing, fellas?
We're doing good. It's good to see you guys. I said we've had you both on the podcast before, so now we get to combine forces,
yes.
Do it in person. Together. It's good stuff.
Yes. Togetherness.
Like Voltron, coming together like Voltron.
That way, only a few of us have to talk at a time. You know what I'm saying? We're smart business people as well. We want to make sure we're equitable with our time.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
How about the audacity of that clip coming in? Can we just go back there?
Please.
How about this dude said, I'm glad he got out. Oh, like, how did he get out?
Got out of a situation I helped create.
You created it. You created
it. Are we done blaming Kyrie Irving finally now that KD's out of there too?
I think they all deserve some of the blame.
Okay.
I mean, Kyrie's not blameless.
No. Like, that is like saying, oh, I'm glad you got out of that house I lit on fire.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad to see you made it out safe.
Dog, man. That culture, that dysfunctional culture that we built.
That we built.
Man,
glad
you escaped.
None of this was here before we got here. We created this. I don't know. It's nuts to think about at this point. And for Brooklyn now, like, how are you ever supposed to convince people that you're capable of doing this again?
I don't think they do this again. I think, listen.
What is this?
No, I don't think they go out and try to do the superstar, big three, team up thing again. I think the draft picks they got from Phoenix, that's the only way they're going to build this team.
They said it's Spencer Dinwiddie's team again, damn it.
It is a draft choice organization moving forward.
But what's amazing is that they've done it twice. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
They've done it twice.
What was more disastrous? The Paul Pierce,
two different ownership groups.
What was more disastrous?
Two different ownership groups, two different basketball ops groups.
Yeah.
And they both said, you know what? I think we'll just mortgage everything for this.
Meanwhile, the Knicks are like,
man.
Shout out to my guy Bailey Carlin, memed it and put the banner up, beat the Knicks 9 times in the Nets rafters, because that's about all they got.
This dude is clowned me for the last several years.
Oh my God,
more trade requests than series wins?
More trade requests than series wins.
You couldn't have told me they would play the equivalent of what used to be an NFL season together. I'm talking about Harden, Durant, and Kyrie, 16 games.
But they played 16 games together.
But isn't it, don't they have a bad franchise? Don't bad franchises exist? Like, let's not act like the Nets weren't who the Nets were.
See, what I'm getting here is like, okay, let me just call you out, Brandon. Let me just call you out.
Please.
You're making excuses. Like, what I hear is like a bubble of excuses. You're just trying to put them in a bubble and blaming everybody else. It's a bad franchise. It's the environment. It's my mama and daddy. No, it's not. It's them. Blame them. Go ahead, say it.
Well, I didn't agree with James Harden joining the group. I did not. I think that really just took
him up. That threw him off. It was hard.
They should have just focused on, you know, the Slim Reaper and, you know, Kyrie, one of the best dribblers, performers that we've ever seen. I'm excited for him to go to the Mavericks because I think he's going to continue to extend his value and then get that big contract somewhere else. Hopefully with the Lakers.
I miss you.
I mean,
the Lakers.
I miss you so much.
Do you hear the delusion here? This is, I think, where it all stems from. If we're going to, like, psychoanalyze this, it's him hoping that Kyrie Irving can continue to play down his value enough to where the Lakers can get get him for a bargain by the time that LeBron is trying to re-up here. That seems like where all roads lead to, is you just want to make this more convenient for you on the back end.
Listen, I've been very critical of Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, the whole front office over there. They just traded a Pat Beverly for a Bobo. I think they're doing something over there. I think they're doing something.
Yeah, no, listen, like so Mo Bamba, Pat Bev gone. They got rid of Russ, finally. The Russell Westbrook error is finally over. But we got all these jokes. We're getting all these jokes off.
Yeah, it's fine.
How about the Suns, though?
Ooh,
because they say all you want about whether KD can build a franchise. CP3, they got KD without giving up much of anything.
I did a hit with Altitude Sports over there. The Denver folks shook right now.
Yeah.
Who have been sitting there in the one seed
thinking
all year
it was
long.
Their year.
Jamal Murray finally staying healthy for long enough. They've got this core. They think it's theirs. And people are legitimately shook. A Suns team that we know already has a finals appearance in recent memory.
Yeah.
Now added, the biggest concern for me with them is injury.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, who's been chronically injured down the stretch of the season.
Yeah.
KD's coming off it right now.
They look great on paper.
Yes.
But is that the only place we're going to see him is on paper?
I mean, Kevin Durant's had a lot of look great on paper in his career outside of Golden State. So that's my big concern with them. But my God.
Yeah.
The scoring on that team.
Yeah.
And Monty Williams is still that dude. Like, I think Tibbs stole that Coach of the Year title from him. And I don't know what the pieces have, but the West is wide open.
Oh, you think it's, you think it's wide open?
I think it's – yes, this is
– I mean, it feels like it's theirs to win now.
The top is solidified, but that muddy water in the middle, I think this is going to clarify things a little
bit. The reason I'm not going to say it's theirs to win is because the trade happened in February.
Right.
Okay. If they had if we're talking all training camp, yeah, maybe.
Okay. But
Kevin Durant's kind of an easy guy, I feel like, though, to integrate in an offense, because when in doubt, it's like, hey, that guy can get a bucket.
He can get in.
When you get to the postseason, you just need bucket getters at certain junctions.
Okay, how does that affect Devin Booker?
Well, I mean, listen, KD's still an off-ball guy. Like, I know, understand Devin Booker kind of in the same boat, but I think you've got guys, even in a positionless basketball world, that do all fit on the court together, and it's just that understanding. The thing they're going to have to work through now is all of the normal end-of-game stuff that we talk about where, hey, Devin Booker might have been used to being the guy that can pop up shots or try and go get it down the stretch. You got to understand that you're not – like, we've been on this thing where Devin Booker's been right on the cusp of being a superstar that postseason run. There's levels to this. It's KD's world now on that team, and there's got to be that recognition.
Meanwhile, y'all got D'Angelo Russell, so it's all good. You know, you guys.
I like
y'all may make the play-in tournament.
It's better than that. It's better than that.
It can be. It has the potential to be better than that.
Oh, you don't think so?
But I just don't think that Kevin Durant is escalating his teammates. Like, we haven't seen him do that in the way. Like, obviously, LeBron used to do that.
This is the problem. The problem is he was over there in the waiting area talking to Natalie. Your successor, we should say.
Yes, yes.
We're almost out of time with you guys. Just listen, man. So proud of you. Good to see you.
We appreciate
all you did to get this show where it is, wherever that is. You got us here.
Hey,
thank you for the hours that you poured into this show. But would love to just know how you guys are doing, man. How's it coming? Y'all chemistry is not a question. Y'all go back to Notre Dame. How's the podcast coming? How are you guys getting along? Because we like to think of y'all as a cooler, younger, better looking version than us.
I think we're just a heavier version of you guys, like sheer mass.
I don't know about that.
It's after this week, it's anybody's guess. But no, it's been great. I mean, getting to be out here in person this week also, and get to hang around with each other. It feels like we're back in that locker room mode over there in the bunker. It's been an awesome week here, and we're excited, man, to get to tap back in and learn who we are professionally right now. I know Brandon Newman in a lot of ways, but coworker has been a new one we got to add to the list this year.
Right.
So we're trying to just get like you guys and make the relationship keep working.
Yeah, it's been whiplash for me. The last time I was here, this time last year, was with the show with Brother From Another, and got a chance to meet with Mike, and this opportunity happened. And we're still in year one. We got a lot of learning to do, but it's been fun growing with him and getting those reps in. And at this point in time, I know who I am, and I know I'm not, and I'm trying to stick in my lane.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
And we only fought once this week.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that over? What was it over? Real quick.
Oh, come
Brandon,
on.
Brandon was too good for the media food at NFL opening night. He said the tacos in the buffet line had been picked over and were out in the air, so he made me take him to Culver's after instead.
Oh, hi,
man. He had an attitude because he had to drive me somewhere when he was already giving me a ride. I felt like, I don't know, I was befuddled, honestly.
You were hungry.
Oh,
you were hungry.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
That's just listen. Right. It's like old people watching a young couple.
Yeah, we know what that's like. You guys will get through it. Don't worry.
Oh, we know what that is.
Stay together.
Yeah.
Work through it.
Keep praying.
Praise together, stays together.
Appreciate you, fellow man.
Good to see you, guys.
I
love you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
All right, man, sometimes good things just happen to good people. And we got the man, the myth, the legend walks onto the set here, Willie Colon, Super Bowl champ.
I appreciate it. Thank you. How you doing, man?
You walked up here without the ring.
I did, man. I was telling you behind the curtain, men get overloaded, right? So in the process of trying to make it out here, my wife was like, make sure you turn on an alarm. You make sure there's no gas on in the house. Make sure you got X, Y, Z, 4, 5, 6. And then last thing I left was my Super Bowl ring. So. Some people call it small preparation, bad preparation, but it's really, just me just being overloaded.
There you go. Hey, listen, a lot on your plate, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a lot to have.
Did you bring the Rolly non-pistoli?
Like, I did. I didn't forget the roll. I still got the roll.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go. So something's still shining on the wrist right there.
Man, it's a lot of egos out here.
It's a lot of egos.
So you gotta look a part of when you walk in the media row.
Sure. Yeah. Guys, make sure you check out Willie, co-host of The Morning Man on Sirius XM Channel 82. And again, we say former Super Bowl champion. I'm always fascinated because this week and really the week before have so many things that are atypical for a football season. Like, how difficult was that when you were trying to get ready for a game the way you always have in a place that is anything but, you know, your home where you're used to doing all this prep?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate to be a part of 2 Super Bowls, won one, lost one. But the one I obviously won in Tampa when we won against the Cardinals, that week was just tedious because as much as you try to make it a normal work week, it really isn't because your family's here, right? So your family's here. They want to go kick it. They want to go eat. They want to go do all the things you can't do. And on top of that, you know, you try to get as much as the tickets and all that stuff set aside. Like, hey, this is what I need y'all to just handle this before we get down there. And it's still never enough. There's always one or two cousins that want to show up at the last minute. A teacher who, you know, gave you an A when you shouldn't have got an A. So you gotta take care of them. You know what I mean? So it's always a lot of back challenge stuff. But you try to make it normal, but it's tough because really, you know, from a mental standpoint. Today is the day, as of Thursday, which is today, where you start like, man, I'm about to play in the Super Bowl. It starts kind of...
That starts to get real now?
Yeah, you start to feel it. And I can remember Friday got real, and then Saturday, we had our normal team meeting. And then after that, it was like, everybody pack up. We're going to an undisclosed location, like on some, like, secret ops.
Ooh, wow.
We went to a totally... So we were in one hotel to get, you know, our hotel. They loaded us in a bus, everybody, and we went off-site somewhere. And then we kind of had our team meetings. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, and I tell this story all the time, when we all got on that bus to go to our secret location, it was like a cold dryness in the air. Like, everybody kind of had just locked in. Like, it was almost like we were getting, you know, you never try to equate it to war. And I don't want to be dismissive, but it's like, all right, this is it. This is why we're here. Game like, time, all the nonsense, real. All the this is why we're here. And I remember on that bus ride, it was quiet. It was 7 o'clock at night when we were moving, and the bus was quiet. And so it was almost, it had that game time of feel.
Yeah.
And I can remember looking around the bus, and nobody was joking. Nobody was laughing. Everybody was just in the dark in this bus. Ooh.
And no one had to, like, say anything, no. Tell anyone to lock in. It was just understood.
Exactly.
Oof.
And so
that team had – a lot of people on that team have gone to a Super Bowl at that point in time, too, right, at that point.
Yeah, so it was Ben's second Super Bowl, Hines' second Super Bowl, obviously my first. And, you know, for a lot of those guys, they already kind of knew what to expect. Me being, you know, a first-timer, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew I only had one opportunity yet. You know, because how many guys have you – we've played with, and they're like, man, we've never seen a playoff, so if we've never even seen a conference championship. These guys have been there, and their body demeanor and how they were walking around the building that night was just different.
And was there anything they try to impart? Because we hear that all the time, like teams that have – this Eagles team is an example.
Yes.
You got a bunch of guys that are holdovers from that 2017 championship team. Is there really anything those guys could explain to you as someone going through it for the first time? Was there anything they had that was helpful, or is that kind of overblown? Do you have to just experience some of it yourself?
I think it's 50-50. Some you have to experience on your own, but I think talking to Hines in particular, his mindset was – try to get as comfortable as fast as you can. And that's hard. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? Because you assume, like, the first hit is going to naturally make you comfortable. He goes, try to get comfortable as fast as you can. And that's just, like, in your pregame warm-up. Like, just try to make it as normal. Because when you look around the field, you know, I mean, we're coming out to the locker room, and NBC, I think it was NBC covering the game, their cameras are pressed against the door, and we're behind the door. And, you know, we're on our, you know, rah-rah, buku, all right, cussing and, you know, saying ungodly words. And then we got so crowded, crunched up against the door because the team is coming. They're holding back for the cameras to get to. So me and Big Chris Kimowatu, my left guard, we're like kind of sandwiched in. And then they open the doors. And the first people we see is not only the camera crew, but Courtney Kardashian.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And so we like, yeah, we gonna get up, blah, blah, blah. Doors open, camera crew, and Courtney walks by like, hey guys, and it was just like,
okay, like, wait a minute, but, I'm supposed to hit somebody now?
Right? It definitely was like a wrench in the whole process. And then they kind of escorted her by, and then we just like, and they was like, all right, Steelers coming. We were just like, all right, let's go. And so it was wild, man.
Oh my,
wait a minute, up the AFC North, if they were the Kardashians, I feel like Courtney may be
maybe Pittsburgh.
She's the most Steelers. You know what I'm saying? But her fucks levels was amazing. Yeah. Like, because you know, we're all linemen. We lead. We walk on the field. Right? Yeah. We're the ones that you should be worried about. And so we like foaming at the mouth, we're like, talking all this madness. And it was just like, as soon as we saw her, it was just like it went from like ha who.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was awesome, man.
Oh, man. So you know what? You got a good little calm before the storm right there.
Yeah.
Taking the field.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about getting normal then. Was there, for you, like, I don't know, your normal game process, if it was, hey, I got to get through the first third down, or I got to get through that first run play where I really get to lean on somebody. Did any of that change with the flash bulbs going off at kickoff and how different the pomp and circumstances is at the start?
Mike, it's so much going on, you don't really have time to process it. And on top of that, you really, for me, my biggest thing was, like, to control my breathing because I would just get so jacked up. One time, I think it was, like, the AFC Championship game. It was so electric that I remember the first five plays, I was just out of breath. Like, I had never played football before just because my nerves were just like, roo, roo, roo. And we were playing the Baltimore Ravens, so you had to come out.
Yeah.
It was no, like, ease your way into that game. It was just like, you know, it was just like,
hey, baseball back game.
Yeah, it was haymakers out the game. So I just kept telling myself, just like breathe, like just keep breathing. And if you watch the first five, you see me the whole time like this.
Just hitting like Cat Campbell standing up.
Right. And so it was an awesome feeling, man. You can't, it was wild. As much as this time of the year comes around, even when I go back and watch that game in Tampa against Arizona, I don't remember a lot of it.
Wow.
Because it's just, it's a surreal feeling. So I kind of have to go back and watch the game and kind of watch a lot of things to kind of bring back those memories.
Okay, but when did you start recollecting things? Because there's a point, I imagine, when the game is won, you're like kind of realizing, oh, shit, like shirts and hats are about to get passed out. Like, is there any point in time where you really start pointing the game?
We didn't have that time in the fashion we won. You know,
that's true.
San Antonio back in the end zone, Tony Two Toes. And we didn't have that time. They're like, oh, the teachers are coming out. When we scored, we didn't know if we got it. They went to the review. We got the touchdown. Defense had to go back out there for the stop. And at the same time, you got to say, prior to that big drive we had, you know, Fitzgerald had took a yard on us.
Right.
And you know you throw it up in the air, he can go get it. Mm-hmm. And so we were still holding on to each other like, this isn't over. Yeah. And then when Lamar Woodley got the sack fumble, it was just like,
man,
tears. The legend of Debo in that game.
So I think he's one of the best Super Bowls of all time. Some would agree, some wouldn't. But
I remember, as someone who watched that game, it had that entertainment value. Yep. That's for damn sure. So it's got to be surreal to experience that when you get out here this week. When you look at these two teams in the Super Bowl, both teams that have been here, the core of their team has won Super Bowls already. Who do you think has the advantage heading into this just right now?
Well, I think you got to lean, just from an advantage standpoint, you got to lean on Patrick and his guys just because they've been here so many times. This is Jalen Hurts' first Super Bowl. You know, I was just talking about the nerves and kind of making it normal. He's going to have to go through that himself within the game. And a lot of times, you know, there's so much overhype about a quarterback stepping into the huddle and exuding confidence. What he has to now do is not just exude confidence, but you got to make plays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you still got to go to work. So as much as you want to keep your mind, you know, down and keep calm and kind of take the next play after the next play, you got to produce because you know if Kansas City gets hot, there could be 21 zip on your head in the first quarter. So you got to be combative in that way. So it's a lot on his plate, but that offensive line, that run game, they're able to do it. And as long as he stays, Jalen Hurts, that is, if he plays within himself, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and he's a guy who seems to just naturally exude that kind of calm. It is with the shoulder, the playmaking, that might be the question mark for this team here. And for both sides, that Eagles defensive front.
Nasty.
I think seems to be the difference. 70 sacks
on the year. I mean, you talk
that amount of depth.
Hassan Reddick and what he's been able to do this year. You're talking about the addition of Sue, Hargraves, and what he's been able to do. I mean, that line I've watched them enough to know, like, they're tempo setters. You know, they're always going to set the tempo. And Brandon Graham, I played against him. He's a shit talker. He's going to punch you in the mouth if he gets a chance. So they got it. They got the guys to get it done up front.
I mean, even after that draft, the fact that at this point in time, we're not talking about Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Just proves, like, how depth and how deep they're stronger. We were there opening night. He walked by, Mike, I'm looking to look at you. Really, he walked by, not an inch of fat under that sweatshirt. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Well, they don't build them like that no more. You know, I was telling somebody today, my first start was against Trevor Price, right? Trevor Price was 6'8", 310 pounds, right? And he looked like a creature. And then my next start was against Sam Adams, right?
Oh, my God.
So I was going to get beef eaters. Man. I was going to get soul snatchers. They don't make those guys anymore, but he is kind of built from that old school. So it's interesting. But I didn't – like, my first couple of years, I was going against guys like Big Baby Sean Rogers, Vonnie Holiday, for Christ's sakes. You know, you talk about Trevor Price. Like, I was just going against guys who just – what they did was beat grown men up for a living. You know, that's what they did.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was the league at that point. Exactly. Now it didn't spread out the way it has now. You still got some ass kickers, but those were
correct.
I have to mention Haloti Ngata.
Haloti, for Christ's sake, yes, sir.
I mean,
he's the reason why I don't want my kid to be a baseball player. You know?
Yeah, they don't make a lot of Haloti Ngatas that make their way to the diamond.
Exactly.
Looking at this game, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes, the effect there, the Eagles D line.
Yep.
You got a pick for this one? Who you picked?
I'm going with the Eagles, man. Yeah. I think the Eagles, I think the fact that they're going to ride an emotion momentum. I think for this team, defensively, they're going to have to win the game. If they can somehow tackle the ankle of Patrick Mahomes and keep him hobbling around that field, that's going to be the key. But I think it's going to go down to the Eagles, and I think the Eagles' defense is going to get it done.
Damn. All right. It's going to be an exciting one, man.
I'll be watching.
I'm leaning the over on this one. I hope we see a ton of points.
By the way, I don't want to cut you up. I'm proud of you guys, man. This is awesome. Media Row Super Bowl, and look, you got your own stage. You got the whole gauntlet. You got the whole crew, man. You got Pops in the wing, man. It's awesome. I was like, look at God, man.
Won't he do it, man?
I'm proud of you guys.
Year one, baby. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Been here every step of the way. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
In my sports career, we always got preached the importance of the little things, whether it's having your hand behind the line on a sprint, finishing out every drill, or making sure you have the right 6-inch step to start a drive block on the offensive line. It all mattered. How you do the little things is how you're going to do everything, because small actions have big benefits. This is just like how taking care of your gut health can support your whole body health. With our friends at Seed and Seed's DSO1, their daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I'm getting my first shipment on the way here, and I am pumped to try it out. The thing that stands out to me, in addition to all the great health benefits, is the convenience. You don't have to refrigerate DSO1, and so the free travel vial that I'm going to get with the welcome kit, I can take on the go with me. I can have DSO1 with me wherever I need it during my busy schedule. Your guy's gut is the central hub for all these various pathways throughout your body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And everything with DO1 is backed by science. Lots of science. It was developed in collaboration with Seed's scientific board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. And with the new clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research, development, and innovation programs make DSO1 a product you know you can trust. And the best part with prebiotics and probiotics, they work best when they are consistently used like any other routine health habits. So Seed's subscription service is easily going to build DSO1 into your routine with no refrigeration needed. So trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/gojo and use code 25GOJO to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/gojo, code 25GOJO.
All right, Brandon, time to finish this thing off. This, that, and the third. Three quick stories to take everybody into the weekend with Super Bowl Sunday. First, though, let's get the picks on wax.
Ooh.
You and I, let's just make sure 100% we got it here. Yeah. I am going. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles on DraftKings Sportsbook, -1.5, 1.5-point favorites going into the weekend. I'm taking Philly, -1.5 in this game. I'm taking the over at 51 right now. I'm saying we're going to have a ton of points, but at the end of the day, the Eagles' dominance on the line of scrimmage that we've talked about all week wins out on this. Who you got?
I like that. I think I'm going to do Chiefs over Eagles, 27. Or you didn't give a score.
I went 28-24.
28-24. Okay, yeah, 28-24. I'm going to go Chiefs over Eagles, 27-24.
All right, there we go.
Yep.
Picks on the books there. Very excited for this weekend. Brandon, let's get the three stories to finish off the day here.
Let's do it.
Let's start off with this. Miami co-defensive coordinator Charlie Strong announced and told ESPN Thursday he's not returning to the Canes in 2023 after being passed over by Kevin Steele for the D coordinator job. He said Mario Cristobal and the program made a decision to go in a different direction. It is time for me to go in a different direction here. That sounds like a proud man who looked at the situation and said, I don't need to stick around here knowing it's never going to be me.
But a long historic college football coach that somebody else would be lucky to get. I'm not sure who needs a defensive coordinator out there, but he's a hell of a recruiter. Looking forward to seeing where he goes next.
Charlie Strong, a guy who actually spent time at Notre Dame.
Yes.
Back in the day, always told a great story when I was in a coach's meeting with him at USF about getting up early in the morning to jog in those snowy South Bend days and making sure he jogged in the tire marks on the street.
Ooh.
So that he wouldn't slip out there. That's a man who understands where his feet are.
Yes,
and will
exactly.
Do that for another program coming up. Brandon, let's get to that. They're trying it again, those rat bastards. A future European Super League could include as many as 80 teams. The chief executive of A22 Sports Management, a company that formed to sponsor and assist in the creation of a breakaway football league, said on Thursday, Brandon, I feel like every couple of years someone tries their hand at this, tries to usurp what we've got, the Champions League and the Premier League right now, and it almost always fails when the people in the European soccer clubs rise up and the fans remind them that we will light you all on fire if you ruin the thing we love.
Hey. Something's getting lit on fire. It's either what was old or what was new.
It usually seems to be how it goes with this. I can't trust one of these to actually follow through. European soccer made a big move with the Premier League many, many moons ago, tried to mimic all the money being made here. But we always see there's sort of a cap on what the fans over there, where it's so entrenched locally in these communities, in the ways that they have operated, they refuse to let it go past a certain point. I doubt we see a change up on this anytime soon. But as always, 80 teams also.
Yeah.
Like we heard about this with the NCAA expansion, trying to make March Madness go even more. It's just too much.
Yeah.
But Brandon, speaking of too much, let's get to the third. Because with all these NBA trades, you brought up something to me incredible. In the midst of all this wheeling and dealing, John Wall, who recently went on a podcast talking a whole bunch of mess about the Houston Rockets, is now getting ready to go where exactly?
Back to the Houston Rockets, Mike. The Clippers have added Eric Gordon, who was with the Rockets, and John Wall is back. Boots on the ground in Houston.
My God. It's amazing, and that's why in this day and age where you've got athletes as willing to come out and say things publicly as ever, it is worth reminding that you never know where the road is going to go.
Yes.
And you never know and want to burn a bridge because they may be the ones writing the checks again at some point.
That's my problem with the Julian Love talking bad about Nick Sirianni. He's like, you could end up with the Eagles one day or wherever Sirianni is.
Julian Love, future Eagle, seems like the absolute funniest outcome of so many things. Root for Jules to get paid one way or another here. Rooting for everybody heading into Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. Thank you so much for everyone here on the ground with the DraftKings team for rocking with us all week, helping us get this show out on the air here. It has been a blast. We hope everyone enjoys Super Bowl Sunday. Stay safe, and we will talk to you on what should be a national holiday on Super Bowl Monday. Thanks, everybody.
Money in the Bank. Like a lot of people out there, I'm a big Swiftie. And so as you can imagine, when the Taylor Swift Eras Tour was announced last summer, it was like the Super Bowl for me. I had everything ready to go to give myself the best chance of getting great tickets. My whole family was in on the action. We spent hours in front of our monitors waiting for the link for the presale before the presale so that when we got our chance in line, we clicked the right button at the right time to make sure we had our chance at great seats for this once-in-a-lifetime concert opportunity. Because when you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else is going to get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Gojo. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Gojo. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Gojo. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. In my sports career, we always got preached the importance of the little things, whether it's having your hand behind the line on a sprint, finishing out every drill, or making sure you have the right 6-inch step to start a drive block on the offensive line. It all mattered. How you do the little things is how you're going to do everything, because small actions have big benefits. This is just like how taking care of your gut health can support your whole body health. With our friends at Seed and Seed's DSO1, their daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I'm getting my first shipment on the way here, and I am pumped to try it out. The thing that stands out to me, in addition to all the great health benefits, is the convenience. You don't have to refrigerate DSO1, and so the free travel vial that I'm going to get with the welcome kit, I can take on the go with me. I can have DSO1 with me wherever I need it during my busy schedule. Your guy's gut is the central hub for all these various pathways throughout your body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And everything with DO1 is backed by science. Lots of science. It was developed in collaboration with Seed's scientific board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. And with the new clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research, development, and innovation programs make DSO1 a product you know you can trust. And the best part with prebiotics and probiotics, they work best when they are consistently used like any other routine health habits. So Seed's subscription service is easily going to build DSO1 into your routine with no refrigeration needed. So trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/gojo and use code 25GOJO to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/gojo, code 25GOJO.